Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We are here with John W. Spring. John, have you heard back with Donald Trump about the latest and what he's going to do in terms of negotiations with Kim Jong? Is he going to put the olive branch out with the food and business and retraining of his people so they get out of their military and can actually build things? Or is he going to proceed with the hard approach of, you know, if you don't respond, we're going to hit you with military option? One of his previous generals made the statement that there really is no military option. Number one, yes, we can strike them hard, we can strike China hard, but they can strike us, and we have no, not some, no missile defense. We also don't have an operational military. We're out of 58 divisions, only five are actually battlefield ready. Our Air Force isn't getting training. In the last 3 weeks, we've lost, I think now almost it's approaching a dozen pilots and their co-pilots because they hadn't had proper training or proper care of their equipment. I think that we are not battlefield ready in any way, shape, or form. And Donald Trump is deluded if he thinks we have missile defense against Kim Jong-un. If they decide, in response to us putting really hard sanctions on them without any olive branch, we're in grave danger, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And to answer your first question, I received a third copy of the identical letter, just a different date, from President Trump with his reduced signature.
That means somebody around him rubber stamped it saying, hey, we want your vote in 2018 and beyond. We really aren't going to respond to you personally for Donald Trump, and we don't consider your intelligence important enough to actually consider. We're going to take the knuckleheads around you that have partial intelligence and think that we have missile defense, think that we have a negotiating stance with a military option. When the military option, firstly, they haven't put the thumbscrews on the oligarchs in Russia or that are giving these weapon systems that you've proven, or the people in China or even other countries besides China, there may be other countries as well, that are collaborating to give these weapon systems and the technology and materials to North Korea. 18.5 million starving out of 25 million to create this kind of mad dog. It's literally like a starving mad dog that's been crazed on drugs on a short choke chain, and both Russia and China have that choke chain in a kind of a neighborhood that's very dangerous to walk through. And unfortunately, Donald Trump thinks that just by pretending to be a tough guy, he can deal with this. He's delusional. And the same delusion, by the way, and I'm going to get into this, because my great-grandfather, when he came over here to North America, was listed as Syrian. My great-great-grandfather was a Basha. He actually owned the largest caravan going from Damascus, Syria, to China twice a year with my great-great-grandmother. And I'm going to tell you, you need to listen up here. I have both regular and classified information. Bashar al-Assad is an eye doctor with his wife is a British citizen. This man was recruited because his older brother should have been the prime minister of Syria. I know from relatives that both the particular sub-faith of Islam that he belongs to is actually a melding of Christianity, ancient Christianity in the area of Syria, Christianity, and Islam. So the Christians were protected by Assad, as well as the Sunni and Shiite Arabs. And people have to understand that. And Jews. So there's Jews that sit at the same table. if Mr. Assad was taken out, all the Christians will be slaughtered. All the Jews will be slaughtered. Anybody who disagrees with the Sunni Muslims that are there, they're affiliated with the King of Saudi Arabia. People need to start grasping here that in 2013, 2014, both the United Nations and the Pentagon, our Pentagon, proved that there were no chemical weapons used by Bashar al-Assad. He handed them over. Okay? The fact is that this is, again, another game. I know from the toxicology, because I'm a toxicologist, that the Porton Down people actually came out just last week and said that there's no evidence whatsoever that the Russians did this poisoning of this former Russian agent and his daughter. And it was so sloppy, it could have killed other children and other people in the area. Russians don't do that, okay? First off, it was a stupid move. It was right around the election time. Why would Putin do this when he's riding a popularity wave, even though he's, quote, a dictator? He's rebuilding Russia, which is a hell of a mess since the previous presidents of Russia were there, and the economic devastation of Glasnost and Perestroika that happened after, the previous Russian regime's basically alcoholic monsters kind of destroyed it. Now, the fact is that was the behest of the globalists and the British who were behind this scheme to actually crash Russia, and in fact, over a century ago, brought in the Bolshevik Revolution. That Bolshevik Revolution was entirely British-run, the same way as the revolution in China. So you have to understand what they are doing right now. We have the Canadian the company called Genie. In fact, I'm going to be posting up the articles where we actually have an American transnational company drilling in the Golan Heights, which is Syrian territory, stolen and taken away from the Syrians by Israel.
Yeah.
And they actually are drilling for high-yield oil. And let me tell you, I'm an expert on the oil fields there. I worked with FICO, the oil engineer that discovered the Leviathan fields off of Sosa, Cyprus, and all the oil fields near Zohar, which is the ancient town near the Sea of Gennesaret, or the Sea of the, and Sosa, the Sea of Gennesaret near the Dead Sea. You need to start understanding here, people. The largest oil supply on the planet is at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, and this is a long line of oil deposits all the way up to Sosa, Cyprus. If these maniacs think that they're going to drill there and they want to put a pipeline, I even have the pipeline forward costing and actually where they want to lay it right through Syria to actually make Syria chopped up in little bits. And it's one of the things where the PNAC document, the Project for the New American Century, wanted to take out Syria. If we start a war with Syria and Russia and Iran, we're going to bite it. We're going to see a lot of our military bases and our men and women in the Navy and Air Force die. We're going to see American cities at grave risk of a nuclear strike. And if you think we can defense against it, you're an idiot. And that includes this so-called moron, our current president, who won't listen and isn't giving you a proper letter response to your letters. Listen up, Mr. Trump. You're either going to listen to us now or at the judgment seat. One or the other. You can pick it, bud. But you're going to face the music, either now or then. So you listen to John W. Spring, who was a whistleblower in 55 years ago, and listen to Dr. Deagle about the Orinoco River and the Russians. They don't want a conflict with us, but believe me, they're getting ready. And if they get ready and they decide to strike us because we're idiots enough to actually engage, and we strike Syria with missile attacks with Tomahawks, which, by the way, the Russians are knocking out most of them with the S-400 system that they put in Syria because they knew after last year they couldn't trust the Americans. Yeah, you can't trust them. You can't trust the Americans at all that they're going to play ball. And they guarantee it that this so-called thing with the white hats in Britain was a total scam so that they could actually be at war with Syria while at the same time they're drilling in Syrian territory in the Golan Heights. I'm disgusted. This president, as far as I'm concerned, is chalking up a hell of a lot of points to become the Antichrist. I mean, I thought Hillary was bad, and I saw her 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian monstrosity. This guy's name, Apollyon Rising, Trump is actually getting too many points in his point basket to become the beast. As far as I'm concerned, I'm very disturbed by Trump not responding to your letter. I'm praying for the man he repents. And I'm still praying for his soul that he doesn't get separated from God, but I don't see him as a Christian. I don't see him as a testimony. In fact, I'm going to have Pastor Butch Paugh, who had a long discussion about all these points this morning before the show. Butch Paugh's putting on a show every day about this, and he has tons of classified and other sources as well as I do. And Butch will be back on Thursday in the third hour because Vince is unable to do the regular show at that hour time. So Butch will be on regularly hour 3 Thursday. So let me tell you, if you disagree with me, I got tons of regular and classified information. He's done screw-ups. I'm sure there's people that he's turned over to some of his affiliate organizations or American people that were probably shouldn't have been turned over. But I guarantee you he has not done chemical attacks, especially at the end of this war to Doma. This is ridiculous. And when the Russians say that they're going to be serious consequences? You need to take, there's two people on earth that are serious, and I'm made of Syrian blood myself. There's two people on earth you need to take seriously. The toughest people on earth are Russians and Syrians. You cross us, you die. You don't have a bad day. So let me tell you, the truth is going to be held out here. And Mr. Trump, you're not responding to the letters from John W. Spring. You and your functionary idiots better damn respond, because you're going to see a lot of our Navy go down to the called Davy Jones Locker. You're going to see our military bases hit by short-range and intermediate-range missiles from the Black Sea, where the Russians can simply target your so-called sites, and you have absolutely no missile defense against the Russians coming in, just blasting you all to hell. So you want to start a war, idiot? You're going to get a lot more than you bargained, and you're going to crash the world economy, too, right before the 2018 election. And if you want to be taken out, it won't be Stormy Daniels. It'll be Stormy Syria, Iran, and Russia. Stormy Daniels has just started the storm. The storm you have now in the White House is a lot worse. Your stupid idiot statements that you're going to attack Syria. Look out, buddy. You're going to be very sorry for doing it. Don't.
Face it. Today's electric.
Been on the Trump train for a long time. I'm now at the point of Samuel, like the ancient prophet, talking to King Saul with my voice at its peak saying, damn it, Saul, listen to the Most High God and the words we're giving you of judgment if you do not heed these words. This is words for you, Mr. Trump, and for your administration. You better heed them, or you're going to be a sorry cat. You're not going to be taken out by Stormy Daniels. You're going to be taken out by this firestorm that you're starting. In fact, I got a newsletter today. You know what it says here on the top of it? This is from Gerald Celente. Trend alert. Trump war, not trade war, to crash markets. That's the one I got today from Gerald Celente. And he's not an idiot. He's always been, if he was a batter, let's say, in the National Baseball League, he'd be like one of the top batters in American history.
Like,
he's right. He's right most of the time. And it's disgusting because, you know, it's like people that play poker that are just, you call, honest brokers that know how to read people's eyes and everything that's going on. Gerald Celente is calling and he's saying, you know what? It's not a trade war. It's a Trump war that's going to crash the markets. We're on the edge of a catastrophe. And by the way, this catastrophe is going to happen right before the 2018 election. If Trump thinks, and unfortunately, 78% of American Christians are totally on side with this knucklehead. He's not a Christian. He's not demonstrating a repentant kind of attitude, which basically you can always tell someone's a Christian. And he's got a bully boy attitude that, you know, I don't mind him retweeting on some things, but man, this guy's inappropriate. He's like a child. He's like a guy in high school that wants to be on the school valedictorian and so on, and he's a knucklehead. He's dangerous. And I got to tell you, after watching for a long time, say, well, I don't want to like Hillary, don't like Hillary, don't like Hillary. Boy, I'm scared as hell of this guy Trump now. I don't see him operating with common sense, logic, decency, or even a Christian background. I am very concerned about his behavior. What about you? And I'm going to go over this in more specifics. And there's time for him to repent. He could get his act together and say, hey, I'm really sorry. Last year, he told McMaster, no, I'm not going to put 250,000 troops in Syria. Thank God he had a flash of thing. But his knucklehead doctor, Ivanka, she was all for it. Oh, yeah, how terrible it was. And he's killing all these kids with chemicals. And they got all these videos coming. How the hell can they get a video out of a place that's totally locked down? How the hell can you get it out of DOMA when no one can get a rat or a mouse in and out of there, let alone a person or a videotape? Tell me, how is that possible? Huh?
That's a very good point. By the way, before I forget, I want to share with you and your audience the outstanding results I got from the nutritional supplements that I ordered from you just last week.
Yeah, you were a sick cat then. In fact, I thought you weren't going to even make the show, but you sound excellent today.
Yes, well, I've regained a lot of my strength as well. I've even become somewhat aggressive, maybe a little too irrational in certain respects. But
you're oxygenating your brain, and you're killing off all not only viruses are in your throat, but all through your body.
Yes, but I would say within 24 hours, I was no longer having the hacking cough. In fact, I got the nutritional supplements on Saturday. Saturday night, I had the best night's sleep and rest that I've had in weeks, and the same has been true for the last two nights as well.
That's wonderful. You know, and by the way, those formulas were both given to me by God. They weren't invented by Deagle. God actually gave me visions to actually make those formulas. NutriDefense, which kills all viruses and blocks the receptor binding domain, including bioweapons. And NutriSilver, the only liposomal enzymatic atomic silver able to be delivered to kill any pathogens. Now, I want you to understand this out there. And this is what they're going to do at the end. They're going to release bioweapons. And they're going to force all Americans to actually stand up for vaccines. And then these vaccines will not only be vaccines, but they'll also be chipping you. If you don't think they're going to chip you down the road when they get the Fed coin and they get the money system set up in America so they have biometric currency and want to know where your carcass is, they won't just want to know where your cell phone is. They want to know where you are. They want to know that every transaction you make is in their supercomputers. They don't want you to have carrot bars, which you can have, by the way, or cash or gold, or barter with vegetables or chickens or whatever you got. They want total control. And if you don't think that this guy Trump and his people around him, like Mr. Christopher Wray, and they're not cooperating, Christopher Wray and his people over at the Department of Justice, I saw the members in the House of Congress basically begging to get the 1.3 million. So they have to send their own people over to find out why they're redacting documents, like the documents of Peter Strzok saying that he actually had dialogue directly with the FISA court judge. And they have the nerve enough, the DOJ, and this is under people that Trump appointed. Mr. Wray is a criminal, okay? What the hell? Just pass over the damn documents. Don't redact them. Let the Congress decide what's important or not. They're rational people. They want to hide it because the highest level female witch in the Western world is Hillary Clinton. And while they're pursuing Trump like his great abandon, even invading his lawyer's office, which I think is disgusting, even Democratic people, legal experts are saying, you shouldn't be doing this to a sitting president. This is an attack on the Constitution. So the next thing that Donald Trump needs to do is fire Sessions and reappoint a new attorney general. He needs to get rid of Rosenstein and needs to narrow the scope of Mueller and he needs to close the investigation. That's how he needs to deal with this. Don't close Mueller off directly. Get a new attorney general because Sessions is compromised. It's not just Russia. He or his relatives are involved with pedophilia or something really disgusting because every time I see this man, I see guilt on his face. I see guilt, okay? And as a Christian, you need to recognize guilt and sin so you can actually save someone from their own sin.
Yes, you do. Another thing that is so frustrating, I have not been able to pierce the barrier to get directly to President Trump. I could make his job so much easier because he basically has the potential to become an outstanding leader.
He does, and we're praying for him. Yeah. If he could pick up the phone any day and get your historical, geopolitical knowledge, or my technical knowledge about laser defense initiative to actually get a proper defense system set up, so then we can actually negotiate with Russia and China. We're in grave danger. We start a shooting war, 294 million Americans are going to die the first day. That's statistics I have right from the military.
Well, that is so true because, as you pointed out and I pointed out, we do not have a missile defense system or any other type of defense system for a biological or...
We don't have any alert system. I can set it up, though. I can tell you exactly how to set up an alert system for biological using radionic technology and our Metapathia scanners at every airport and port of entry. Do you know the Metapathia scanner will even pick up a pathogen and tell you its harmonic signature even before a PCR test is positive and a blood test in 10 minutes? You know that?
Yeah. That's incredible.
Now, the reason is they don't want the solution. You have to understand the powers that be, Satan, behind the scenes, is setting America up to fall. Dmitry Dudeman, we're going to talk about this on Thursday with Pastor Butch Baugh. Dmitry Dudeman is a Russian former nuclear navy, and he came to America as a prophet and an apostle telling us that America is going to be destroyed by Russia. And he was a former Russian nuclear naval person. I can tell you, they've known this for a long time. These prophecies are coming out of Russia. Go back, you know how far back the prophecies come from Russia and America? 500 years. Did you know that?
Interesting.
Yeah. It's not new. We should be great friends. We should be great collaborators, just like we were in the Civil War. Russia and America should be natural allies, not enemies. And Russia shouldn't have gone through the Bolshevik Revolution to turn communist. It was because the British brought in these satanic, Kabbalistic Jews, or not Jews at all. They're the synagogue of Satan, as Jesus would say. Let's talk about North Korea. You mentioned on the break that something that, actually it's a good thing I'm sitting down because I'd probably fall, that the left, if we negotiate the denuclearization of North Korea, which is going to be hard to verify, because most of these facilities are a mile underground, and they're totally supported by Russia, China, and possibly other players too, that they want to take away the nuclear umbrella of not only South Korea, but of Japan. Are they out of their freaking minds? Because China, which is within, you know, spitting distance, and Russia with Vladivostok are within spitting distance of these areas, do they really think that's a wise move to make to take away our nuclear umbrella of Japan? I doubt as a Japanese in any way, shape, or form. If anything, they need not only our theater air defense, but our second-level plasma interferometry field and our plasma-based weapons, and they should institute one of the first steps is my laser net interferometry system to actually capture missiles with a laser net. And if they don't put a real missile defense system for us and our allies, including Cambodia and Vietnam and the Philippines, China will take over the whole territory all the way through to the Pacific Ocean. So this is the most insane, stupid thing. And you've got to say, there's no room for dialogue here with the left. When they make stupid statements like that, it's like, it's like talking to somebody insane that needs a shot of an antipsychotic, put in a posy jacket and stuffed in a padded room. They're freaking nuts. There's no room to discuss stuff with people who are that crazy, is there?
No, it isn't.
No, this is bad for your mental health to discuss things with stupid, evil, self-centered, suicidal people that want us to take away missile defense as a part of denuclearization. Are they out of their mind? What the hell's wrong with them?
I can't answer that.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, denuclearization is not equivalent to taking away a nuclear defense strategy because, let me tell you, look at the aggressive strategy of China building these islands and hacking into our power grid, our airports, our water systems, and our internet commerce and stealing our patents and intellectual property, and they have the freaking nerve, Xi does, to file through the World Trade Organization in a counterclaim against America for filing, tariffs on aluminum and steel. He's got a hell of a lot of nerve, hasn't he?
Yes, he does. And I'll have to give Trump credit for saying, well, the trade war was lost decades ago. That's
yeah, well, this is where I like things I like that Trump does. But Trump, get outside, man. You have bad advisors. You need people like Deagle and John W. Spring. If you don't have good advisors, and we don't want a salary, we don't want glory, we don't even want any credit. I don't care who you are, you can say, you can even assign the credit you got to one of your people around you so it makes them feel really good. I don't give a crap. I just want you to make good decisions based on real facts, not BS. Because right now, as you enter negotiations next month with North Korea, you could catastrophically either right away or in a terminal thing like a tick-tick time bomb at the end of your second term of administration, say 2025, we could have a thermonuclear war with China, Russia, and North Korea, et cetera, and we're going to see not only Guam go up in smoke, but American cities. If you think that won't happen, idiot, you better listen up because you're either going to face us now or you're going to face us at the judgment seat. How's that, buddy? If you think it won't happen, let me tell you, I'm a prophet and an apostle, and I'm telling you, thus saith the Lord, you shall listen, O President Trump, now or on the day of judgment, but one day you're going to listen.
Well, I hope and pray that at the last moment he acquires some wisdom regarding the situation.
So far, I'm not at all pleased. He's got a bunch of people around him that are what I call a battalion of morons, self-serving globalists. And a lot of the people that are actually, they're even frustrating the hell out of the conservative elements in the Republican Party that even want the facts of the Department of Justice. Like, what the hell? He can't even get the information, and you're seeing Hillary Clinton still going on a book tour? You're kidding. The highest level female warlock in the Western world, and she's still in a book tour wondering why in an alternative universe she's not the president. Damn it. And then we got Trump doing a lot of things. One of them that's most disgusting is guaranteeing to the Jews he's going to rebuild the temple. I don't care if two of your kids have turned to become Jews. Judaism now is Kabbalistic warlockism. I had a Jewish rabbi who was actually trained in the yeshiva in New York. Well, maybe now 27 years ago, I asked him to train me in Hebrew because I really wanted to learn everything, right? I wanted to be, you know, because I have a Hebrew background. He said, look, Diego, because you're a Cohen, I'm going to tell you straight up. We're closer to Harry Potter than we are. We're warlocks and witches. We actually summon demonic entities. You need to know that we actually apply the realm of the negentropic realm of the scalar universe. That's how we create reality. I said, you're kidding. He said, no, I'm not going to train you. He said, you idiots that are Christians think somehow Judeo-Christianity is going to have won. You're crazy. And then he explained in great detail over hours why I was crazy, and I accepted him. He was intellectually honest with me, believe it or not.
What?
Isn't that disgusting?
Yes, it is.
So these people, you got to understand, modern Judaism is not like Indian Judaism. The word Jew, which are the first tribe to go around, and they're the musicians to go around Jericho, were the musicians, they're the praisers. God said, I shall inhabit my praises. Guess what? Jesus was descended from the Jews, but the Jews, as he said himself, this is the words of Jesus, you are of the synagogue of Satan. If you study the Sepharad Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon, oh my God. It's so disgusting, most rational Jews are just secular agnostics. No wonder. No wonder. People say, oh, you can't say that, it's anti-Semitic. I'm a Semite, idiots. It's like saying to somebody black, you can't say something about black people. Forget it. It's over. All right? I can say anti-Semitic things because I'm a Semite. How's that? And I'm a Cohen, and I'm a direct descendant of Moshe. So forget it. You think you're going to shut me up, it's not going to happen. And I want Jews to repent. In fact, my ministry is first to the Jews, because that's what Jesus said, the ministry, and going back to the Psalms, is first to the Jews to get them to smarten up, because they have the book. They're the people of the book. They just read it and don't understand because they take the Talmud of Babylon, the Sepharad Zaira, is more important than the writings of the rabbinical council over 13 millennia where they're in Babylon. That's why they're Luciferic Satanists. They're not Jews like the ancient Jews. They're liars. They're devils. And that includes, by the way, the son-in-law of Donald Trump, who's a monster. Sneaky, smart monster, too. Taking money from George Soros, to build buildings and so on. Do you understand how close these guys are? They're kissing cousins. How's that?
Well, that's the first I heard about that. And
yeah. I know so much bad stuff. If you knew all the stuff, you'd either vomit or have a cardiac arrest. But something bad is going to happen.
Right. And he's one of Trump's closest advisors.
Absolutely. And look, his idiot daughter Ivanka has got too damn much to say about these missiles. Last year, and I'm sure she'll come up with some news report this year, too. But Cheryl thought, how the hell did videos get out showing these kids and all this stuff out of a place that's totally closed off that nobody can get in there, including one of our special forces couldn't get into Doma right now? How the hell do they have video reports coming out of Doma? Really, tell me, is this something, you know, like a new trans-dimensional way of, you know, importing data directly out of there? Are you crazy? They don't have 5G networks and whatever. They got nothing. You can't get a rat out of there, let alone videotape.
What would you advise President Trump to do right now regarding Syria, Dr. Deagle?
Number one, I would appoint an international council to look at who's doing the toxic stuff, not only in Russia, but also in Britain. Because who's key bono? Who's going to benefit? It's always the British Empire. The British Empire behind all of this stuff. The British Empire that rules the waves. Britannia rules the waves. Yeah. They rule the waves now with the United Nations, which was founded by, again, another globalist to set it up in a slaughterhouse in New York City. The United Nations, 57 of the United Nations are former British Commonwealth nations. That's why they still have the tremendous influence inside the United Nations, the Britons do. And their intel agencies are directly lockstep with the Jesuits. They're directly lockstep with what's called the Omega Project, which, by the way, George Bush Sr. finished, another devil. His father actually was charged with trading with the enemy with actually funding Adolf Hitler because we funded both sides. I took care of pilots flying out of Britain who were told not to bomb the Krupp steel plant because they were making munitions for the British, paid by British gold bullion from the Queen. This Queen, this son of a bitch Queen, who's about to die here soon, going to go to meet her maker or unmaker to the devil because she's a devil herself. And they paid for munitions made in British factories to shoot and kill Germans. And we couldn't bomb their factories, the Krupp steel factories. Did you know that? Gut-wrenching, isn't it?
Right, and Prudential Life Insurance pinpointed all of the civilian areas of Germany.
Right, including turning a large city that was no defense. Here. To God that the people around Trump have enough common sense and decency to realize Trump is going to go down in flames shortly. If he screws up in this and causes a lot of deaths of our military personnel before the 2018 election, and they do take over the House and Senate, now he actually was on track, if he campaigns for senators and congressmen, appoints two new justices. I heard this fall that Justice Ginsburg, who's a maniac, this woman was the first we call activist Supreme Court judge, another is this guy Stevens, another maniac, who thinks that you can rule from the bench. These people are unconstitutional, anti-constitutional morons. And they have no right to be spouten off as mullahs at 97, taking away our gun rights. This is disgusting behavior.
Yes,
and Ginsburg is a good example of what's wrong with the Supreme Court. And if Trump is a good guy and appoints two good pro-life Supreme Court justices, we're not just going to restrict abortions beyond 20 weeks. Which, by the way, we are one of only seven nations on earth that will kill right up to the moment of delivery. Did you know that? Along with freaking China. And some countries like in Europe, like the Netherlands. And by the way, there's 11 states now in the United States that are euthanizing the elderly. By the way, all of the provinces in Canada and all the provinces of Britain, they all have been doing this. All these socialist countries, Australia, New Zealand, they all kill the elderly. If you get a low Apache score in intensive care, you know, man, we're going to kill your ass. We're not going to help you. We're not going to give you, just like this little baby, the parents were applying there to get help for their little baby that had a serious health problem. The National Health Service said, no, we're just going to kill your kid. So they took the kid and got our crowdsourced for funding and brought him to a facility in Europe, and the kid's been getting better. Guess what? They overrule the rights of the parent because the state become the patria parent, including when you get you're 67 or 68 and you're in the ICU and you could have something done by alternative care. No, we're just going to kill your ass. We're just going to off you. It's too expensive for us to keep you around here. And by the way, it doesn't necessarily cost a lot more money. It means you have to be more clever because the current healthcare system is designed to maintain maximum profits. So if you trust the healthcare system that Bernie Sanders, I call him Santa Claus, wanted to bring in, God help you. Because both my parents and my wife's parents in Canada were killed by the Canadian healthcare system. I have first-hand experience. Let me tell you, not second-hand. So you're not, if you want to come into my cage match and you want to disagree with Dr. Deagle, one word that I don't want in my epitaph or my tombstone or anything is the word nice. There's nothing nice about Dr. Deagle. I'll die for you. I won't lie to you about anything, but I'm not nice. I won't lie and tell you crap so you'll believe me or think I'm nice or I like you. I like you, Dr. Deagle. You tell me anything so I like you or I think you're a good person. No, I'm going to tell you the truth even if it makes you sick to your stomach. I'm going to tell you the truth. And that's why I'm telling President Trump, you better damn well listen, buddy. I don't care if you're the president. Someday you won't be president. You'll be at the judgment seat. I'll be standing beside Yeshua, Jesus, and God the Father. And I'll be saying, you know what, God, this is what happened when this knucklehead didn't listen to me in John Spring. And this is what he did to dying millions of Christians that died in the Middle East because this idiot did this. And this is all these military personnel that died in the Navy or in their military bases and went up because Russia fired missiles because we decided to strike with an airstrike Syria. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm talking about millions of people down the road, maybe even after his second term, when Trump's going to lay the groundwork for a ticking time bomb that'll blow the world up with a thermonuclear war. That's what I see coming.
We can't afford to have that happen.
Right, and he needs to realize he doesn't have all the good advisors. He doesn't have all the intellect. I rely on the Most High God. I pray and say, God, pray that I have knowledge and wisdom. And you know what? I beg people to ask me tough questions. I say, you know, you can ask me a question in any sphere of human activity on Earth, and roughly 8 to 12% of the time, I have a pretty good idea. The rest, guess what? God will either talk to me audibly while you're asking me the question or give me a vision and dream instantly to tell you what the answer is. That's supernatural. That's not Deagle. That's God. And let me tell you, we're really close to the end. We are seconds to midnight, not minutes. With this latest move by Trump saying he's in his war cabinet last night, this moron is going to set the train, which whether it happens immediately or it's delayed by through 5 or 7 years, setting a train into stages that's going to cause the thermonuclear annihilation of most of the American population. And the first day, 294 million dead. And the rest starving and eating each other, trying to survive the first 2 months. If you think I'm making this up, I work for the CDC and the FBI. I trained under a bioweapon here 45 years ago. I know. And it's ugly. You don't want to know what I know. It would make you, if you were a not-believer, it would make you commit suicide if you knew what I knew. If you're not a believer in the Most High God, the logical thing to do is just kill yourself. Hopefully you're annihilated. You don't have to face anything afterward or judgment seat. But believe me, you're not going to get away that easy. Because you're going to have to face the epiphany of knowing you're separated from God forever. This is not a funny thing. It's a serious stuff, isn't it?
It's very serious.
Yeah. So, John, I want Trump to listen up. I want him to pull up the olive branch of food and training and farms. And if they're going to denuclearize, for God's sake, don't take away the nuclear umbrella. In fact, what Lyndon LaRouche said, which I think is logical, give the nuclear umbrella to everybody. Let the Chinese have it, the Japanese and everybody, so nobody can be struck by a nuclear weapon. Make nuclear weapons obsolete. It'd be like hitting with a palm branch. Oh, I've wiped your face with a palm branch. Oh, it's going to give me a rash. That's the worst. I don't want to see anybody die of a thermonuclear war, a missile war with scalar weapons, biological weapons, or anything else. I don't want to see climate warfare with space-based weapons and Star Wars. I don't want to see the human race wiped out as we turn the Earth into a dead cinder around a yellow dwarf star. I don't want to see the human race, instead of becoming the bride of the Most High God, becoming a dead widow. Where Yeshua God just said, you know what, thumbs down, and Circus Maximus, it's the end of the human race. They aren't up to snuff. We have to just move on to another world. Because the human race, literally, we're hanging in the balance right now, aren't we?
Yes, we are. By the way, I'd like to remind our listening audience that they, too, can write letters or send emails to the president or even tweet with him.
Tell us how they do that. And if you want to send me the links, I'll post those up so that people will get that this evening. They need to realize this president is not on his own. He has us praying for him. We are praying that he goes from being Trumpinocchio. That's why I call him, you know. Someday, if we pray for him, like think of us as the spiritual Geppetto. And God the Father is the ultimate Geppetto that's going to make this wonderfully carved little boy, Donald Trump, into a real live Christian president.
Yeah.
He has the potential to become the greatest president in American history and to become a great savior or to become the Antichrist.
Yeah.
That's where I see things going. And I don't want that eventuality. I don't want to see my brothers and sisters separated from God for eternity. I don't want to see horrors happening where the end is such vile destruction that people don't understand how far it's going to go. I mean, you know, that's what I saw when I was 8 and a half up high in heaven. And believe me, it makes me cry when I think what I see coming. And I see the foolishness of our leaders and the self-servingness of Christians thinking they got their Savior now. They got Donald Trump in the White House. Pray for the man. Pray that he puts in pro-life people and gets rid of. Pray that he didn't do something stupid like this omnibus budget. He could have struck that down. $500 million of our hard-earned blood money is going to kill 330,000 babies this year. Because the man didn't have the guts. Even now he could pull back that money so it wouldn't be going to the Planned on Parenthood. But yet they sell baby body parts and they're taking our money hard-earned to kill our children, our heritage. 65 million plus dead since Roe versus Wade by Planned on Parenthood alone, let alone private abortuaries. And we spread abortion all around the world. The first thing that Mr. Barack Obama, I call the Abominator, did was to take away the Montreal Protocol. At least George Bush Jr. actually blocked it so he wouldn't pay for abortions in Kenya, his home country, where he was born. The monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want to know how judgment's going to come? It comes first in the church because the church is lost in space. They think they're going to get raptured away before it's all taken over by the Jews, and they're going to run everything. You're an idiot. You're a moron. And when you're rapping on the door, you think it's heaven. Your knuckles are on fire, idiots. You're going to face judgment, church. You need to pray on your face and realize and repent before God. I don't see repentance in America, do you? Do you see Repentance of America at allowing to going and doing, working with George Soros at Orange Revolutions around the world? Do you see repentance in all the American activities after World War II, when we did horrifying things to the Germans? And after World War II, we actually handed over to the monster of the Soviet Union to kill millions of German citizens in open-air camps in the wintertime? Do you hear anybody repenting for that, do you?
No, we don't.
No. Well, we better repent, America. Repent, America, for you shall have my word on your lips, but a curse in your heart. Judgment cometh, and the door is going to close soon. Evil is at the doors, and the smell of sulfur and fire is coming. And believe me, you have the chance. You can be King Herod Agrippa Trump, or you can be saved by John the Baptist. Do not let the beheading happen, the beheading of Syria, for the beheading of John the Baptist led to the fall of King Herod. You, O Trump, are sitting in the judgment seat yourself, not Syria. Repent. Turn back from your evil ways and become a real Christian, or we shall see fire and brimstone. You want to see fury and fire? That's what you'll bring on America and yourself.
With a Smarter in an Hour pill, a combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.